another year, another big ears, another what I consider the most exciting time of year in downtown Knoxville, the time of year where it seems like the whole world kind of descends on our scruffy little city for 4 days of amazing music and amazing arts and cultural experiences. And this is going to be my, gosh, I don't think it's my fifth year quite yet. Haven't been going too long, but in the time that I have gone, I've learned a lot about the festival from being on the journalist side. I've learned a lot about the fan experience from being on just the fan side 1 year. And there's a lot to digest, even if you think you have it all figured out, especially if you're somebody who is traveling from out of town to Knoxville, just to get the lay of the land and get your bearings. And, you know, we're going to have some suggestions here on the podcast about when you have some downtime, if you have some downtime, maybe, you know, an early breakfast or a late dinner, some suggestions about how to explore Knoxville and make the most of your time in the city while you are here. So to do that, I've invited on the podcast today.
Oh,
yeah.
Brianna Pachorka. Brianna, you can introduce yourself on your own. Sorry about that.
Yes, I'm Brianna Pachorka, and I am photojournalist at Knox News and producer of The Scruffy Stuff.
And I am Ryan Willis, downtown growth and development reporter at Knox News and your co-host today. I guess the first thing to start out and say, one of the most important things, is even if you have been to Big Ears before, if you're like me, you're excited about Andre 3000 and his flutes, his collection of flutes. This is one of the first times that I, if not the first time, I remember there being separately ticketed events at Big Ears Festival, and I just got a notification that those tickets are running low. So if you head on over to knoxnews.com, or actually, I'll make it easy on you. I'll put it in the podcast description, a link to what you need to know to make sure that you secure those tickets. It's going to be more than four performances, but at least one performance on every single day of Big Ears Festival across multiple venues. And so I think the venues is something that we should talk about here on the show, because last year, I believe it was it last year that Knoxville Civic Auditorium got added?
Yeah, I think that was the first time last year.
And one of the best things about Big Ears Festival, if you've been before, but maybe you didn't go last year and you're coming back for, you know, a reunion, I guess, with the festival, that one of the best things about it that you probably remember is that all the venues are super close together. The Tennessee Theater is practically across the street from the Bijou Theater. The Millimon's a short walk away. But with the addition of the Knoxville Civic Auditorium and Coliseum, specifically, they use the auditorium, it's a little bit further out of the way. And Brianna, maybe you could talk about that. I know met up over there a couple times last year, and luckily we did, because it's a bit of a hike.
And I say this as somebody who loves walking, does not mind walking across downtown. I last year went from Andrew Bird at the Civic Auditorium all the way to the Millimon to see Sun Lux, and booked it over there because they were right back to back, and it was a walk. But yeah, I think the Civic Auditorium was actually one of my favorite venues last year. Like, if you've never seen a concert there, the sound is so good.
Yes.
So good. And it makes me wonder, like, why aren't there more concerts here? Because it's so good. It's probably the best sound in venue in Knoxville.
Yeah, between there being great sound and parking right across the street, right? Like, you think that it would be used a little bit more. And it typically is used more whenever somebody gravitates from being, you know, a certain capacity band to slightly more. It holds more than the Tennessee Theater. And so, yeah, it's a great venue. But if you have a set that is at Knoxville Civic Auditorium and then you want to get to the Millimon, good luck walking. You can do it.
It's less than a mile.
Yeah, I know you can do it, because I can do it. And if I can do it, you can do it out there. Yeah, it's not really that bad, but it is uphill. And if you're unfamiliar, like, you're going to have to walk a little bit before you probably see anything that you recognize if you're from out of town. Good news is Big Ears Festival does have a trolley that will drop people off near venues. And so make sure you're taking advantage of that. I'd used the trolley before, and it came very frequently. It was pretty reliable, and it was a big help when I had to make those trips from the Coliseum over to the Old City. And speaking of the Old City, if you are from out of town and visiting, let's get you acquainted with some of the areas around downtown. Gay Street is going to be sort of your festival hub for the most part, because Gay Street is, you know, you can go from the Tennessee Theater and follow Gay Street all the way down practically to the Millimon. And so it's kind of like just your thoroughfare to get you from the Old City up to the other venues. But if you are in town just for the festival and you know, you're looking to escape, I guess, a little bit, whether it's getting a breakfast early in the morning before you start doing shows, or, you know, you just want to go get a little sampling of local beer and see what Knoxville has to offer outside of these amazing venues that you're going to get to experience across your 4 days. We could talk a little bit probably about some interesting areas, some neighborhoods to sort of escape the madness of Big Ears, because it's not only just the venues that are super close to each other in downtown. Downtown is super close to a bunch of cool neighborhoods that I think are worthy of exploring if you have some time to do it while you're here. Brianna, what would be your first suggestion of where you should check out, with the idea of, I think, you know, at least with my answer, you know, where you can get the most bang for your buck? You know, where can you go explore like multiple places and get a taste of Knoxville without having to, you know, drive between places or, you know, go super far out of your way?
I think the first place that would come to mind is just going a little further north than the Millamine and go into that area. It's not quite Fourth and Gill, but it's where, you know, Crafty Bastard and you have Zool and you have Next Level and Schultzbrau and Yeehaw. There's all those little bars and breweries that are right there. And I think like that's a really good place to sample the beer scene here in Knoxville. So that's probably the first place that I would think of.
Yeah, I'm going to take that even a step further, or a few steps further, but in the same direction. So, and I said Gay Street's sort of your main thoroughfare for most of the festival venues. If you go, I guess it's just one block to the east, Central Street. You're going to be on Central Street probably at some point throughout the festival weekend. If you follow Central Street out of downtown, you'll pass Crafty Bastard and some of the places that you mentioned. You'll pass where Yeehaw and Schultzbrau Brewing. Schultzbrau Brewing named one of the best breweries in the world in a competition recently. And so actually over at KnoxNews.com, again, I will link to this in the podcast description. We have a guide that you can actually read and take with you about some of the stuff we're talking about here today on the show. But you can follow that all the way to an area called Happy Holler, which is really cool. Happy Holler has a couple cool bars and restaurants. 00 Wine Bar, a natural wine bar, is right over there. You have the Pirate Tavern, a pirate theme bar. Central Flats and Taps, good place to get great cocktail deals. A little bit lighter eats, which sounds surprising, but it is pizza, but it feels a little bit lighter. You have, you know, great salads and great sides. The Dive Bar experience of Why Not, and also Ravens Records and Rarities. Obviously, if you're coming to Big Ears, you are a music fan, and I believe on the way to Raven Records, if you're going to Happy Holler, you'll pass another record store along the way. So that's a cool area, as well as, I would say, to the south, if you follow Gay Street the opposite direction and go over the bridge, over the river, into South Knoxville and Sevier Avenue. My neck of the woods, plenty of breweries and restaurants over there. Landing House has become a favorite for their Asian fusion food. There's a new burger place called Sphere Avenue Burger Company. There's Highwire Brewing and Alliance Brewing and Trailhead Beer Market, and really just a little taste of everything. So, you know, feel free to explore more of our city. We'd appreciate it. And also in South Knoxville, your outdoor enthusiast at all, the Urban Wilderness and IAMS Nature Center. What else do we want to talk about here on the show? I guess some important things to go over. If you if you're a music fan, you probably are. You're coming to Big Ears. You probably also already have your festival lineup and your schedule figured out on the music side of things. But maybe you haven't dove into some of the panels and some of the discussions and talks that are going to be going on. Some of the ones that are worth checking out on the Big Ears Festival app, the official app of the festival, has everything you need to know. There's a partnership between Big Ears and Ableton, the music production software, that's going to offer some education opportunities for students and festival attendees. So that's exciting. If you've ever tried using Ableton, it's like another language. So learn to speak the language at Big Ears Festival this year. Approaches to production and performance with Claire Rousey. Some of the other ones, we have a Blacktronica Conversations, which is very exciting. Spoken word programs. Knoxville Poet Laureates, the Fearless Sun Cipher. A little bit of everything. National Black Poet Laureate Society in Fullness of the World. Check out some of these performances. Again, it's one of those things where you are going to be seeing a lot of music and you might not be thinking about your downtime. Downtime, even though this is an incredibly relaxing festival, I think, compared to standing out in the sun at like a Bonnaroo or something like that, right? Or a Coachella. It's always good to treat yourself and relax. And so go in and check out some of these conversations and check out some of the film programming. And be sure, again, we talked about Andre 3000. Andre 3000 is not the only separately ticketed show this year. There's also a separately ticketed show with Lamont Young and Marion Zazila. Just Charles and Cello in the Romantic Chord in a setting of Abstract Number 1 from Quadrilateral Phase Angle Traversals in Dreamlight performed by Charles Curtis.
That's a mouthful.
That's a mouthful. It's also... like I said, separately ticketed. So be sure that you're paying attention to that. Excited to know that Big Ears is bringing back some celebration of Mardi Gras this year. I thought it was really cool when they took that approach a few years ago now. And you got to do it. You got John Batiste on the lineup. It makes a whole lot of sense. And also Steve Keen, another thing worth checking out. Been called the churning waterfall of creation by Steve Malkvis of Pavement. He's also been considered the punk Picasso. Check out some of his free art exhibits. He's going to be live painting throughout the weekend, and he is known for painting over 300,000 pieces during his career. He creates 50 plus paintings each day, and with him being able to create that many paintings, he's able to not charge much for them, so you might be able to go home with a Big Ears souvenir this year outside of the souvenirs that they typically have set up at their festival headquarters. So that is the main thing. Just wanted to touch base with everybody this year and let you know that if you're coming from out of town, KnoxNews.com is going to be the place for visuals throughout the weekend. Brianna, you're going to be running around like crazy, right? Taking photos
probably
of everything.
So.
And so you'll probably see myself, Brianna, around the festival. If you see us, come up and talk to us. We would love and might even record you for the podcast about how you're experiencing Knoxville outside of the festival during Big Ears. Really interested in seeing where people are coming from and what they think of our city. Hopefully you feel welcome with open arms. We'll do everything to make sure that that's the case. And be sure that you take full advantage of the festival weekend. It's only 4 days, which seems like a lot, but it goes by super fast when you're having a good time. So that does it for the Scruffy Stuff here today. If you could, leave a review if you enjoyed the show, a 5-star one. If you would, tell us what you liked about the show, what you'd like to hear us talk about next. If you have not already, check out the podcast description for a link to the Urban Knoxville newsletter and the Urban Knoxville Facebook group. Both are free resources, keep you even more plugged in with the downtown conversations. And as always, the Scruffy Stuff is brought to you by Knox News. So head on over to subscribe.knoxnews.com to take advantage of our latest offers and sign up to support local journalism today and get unlimited access to not just our downtown Knoxville coverage, but everything from Knox County and East Tennessee, from politics and education to growth and development and business and sports and... did I say entertainment? Sorry, I got Big Ears Festival on the mind. Entertainment and music and nightlife, all available at Knox News. And be sure that you sign up for alerts. That way you get a notification every time a new episode drops, or just come back here on Tuesdays. We will be here. And until next time,
stay scruffy.